Okay.
Well, Wayne, how are you doing today? And what do we want? What kind of baseball talk do we have in store?
I got some funny one about some ball players that came up in the 70s and early 80s. The way they play, I mean, they play good, but you would think that they're from not from Earth, they're from another world. I used to get up in the middle of the night and say we're going into Alabama, and I start laughing. Hey, you're state of Alabama. How are you, Alabama people in Missouri? If you're from Mars, you can stand up too. And so I had the team set up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, why are you waking us up at 4 o'clock in the morning? I just want to see. Look at it. You might see the moon. Some of you guys might come from the moon so you can see where you're from. And then about an hour later, we're going to the hotel. Wait, where's the hotel at? Well, I don't know where y'all going to see that one. You see that hotel about 100 feet away? That's the hotel. I don't know where you guys sleep when you're on a different planet. But make sure you sleep good tonight. When we get in, we've got to be at the ballpark at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon now. You'll be good now. players like that. TK, he was mentioning our double A team. We'll be going down the highway, and I say, hey, TK, we broke down just here, this spot, about 2 years ago. Then all of a sudden, it broke down. Had a flat tire. We had to walk about 100 yards to go to the filling station. The guy said he won't be in for about 2 more hours, so we had to sit there and drink a couple of pops. And when we got back, half the ball player was in the middle of the highway. We said, all you guys from another planet, this is a tight sidewalk here. Don't get in the street. You might get hit by one of the spaceships. if you go back to Mars, leave us a note how long you're going to be gone so we can get some more ball players from Jupiter and Saturn. We need some other ball players, too. And we had comical things like that all through the last, in the late 70s and early 80s. Even, in 17, we had some guy like Herbeck and Rodner and Bowler. I think they're from another world, too. I used to tell them, I said, I don't know where you're from, but the way you play a little bit better than other guys who came from another world. You must have came from Jupiter and Saturn and Mars. But I had a lot of fun down in the minor leagues, you know, kidding along with them guys. I mean, the way they play good, but not like the Babe Ruth or guys like that, you know, Babe Ruth and Romano played good, but he wasn't Cy Young. But so funny now, I talked to him today, a couple of days ago, he's going to play in the Outlaw League, and the Mets told him, he says, have a good career and go back to Mars, where you from? And I just laughed about Matt Lawton. I told some of them guys that they get each away at a game and so far they did. Some of them guys about 50 years old, like Tim Lawton, Herbie kind of. I said, Herbie, if you'd hit your weight, you'd have been in the world, it would have been on the Hall of Fame guys in Cooperstown. He just laughed at me. So how you doing? Everybody doing okay in Mars and Jupiter? Any other country? Any other world you want to listen to?
Yeah, I'm sure they're probably watching us.
Yeah, I've had a few managers just from another world, like Roy McMillan. Everybody's heard of Roy McMillan. And when he got to Orlando, I thought it rained in Florida. It does. We got about all the way up to about July. I hadn't rained a drop in manager Napal. I can't think of his name right now. I should know him. I forgot. Anyway, he says, how y'all doing? I said, we're working on next year. We so bad. And it thought it rained. It thought the last day a hurricane came up. And Roy, he told me, he says, now it rains after losing about 80 games out of 140.
That's a long season.
Yeah, he's a long season. Like you say, that's when we had countries in the southern part of the world, and we always mess up. We're making errors and can't catch fly balls or striking out and everything like that. And we get to Chattanooga, we had a curfew. And I said, well, at least we won't play 9 innings. The game started at 2. It was a 4-hour game. We got back to the hotel about 5 or 4:30. And we played the best game in the whole year. Everybody was hitting good. We get home runs. We get some runs. We get them out of double plays and strikeouts and everything else. Roy turns to me and says, now we're playing a good game. And shoot, it's only 3:30. Now we got an hour and a half to kill, so before we get back to the hotel to get up to our room, we got room, but this time we can play around with it. Let's take some extra hit or something like that.
Yeah, it's always interesting on how life is in the minor leagues.
Oh yeah, like I say, all the years I was in baseball, we go through all the situation where we had curfews, or we had to stay at different hotels than other people do, and I went through all of them 60s and 70s when we had all them people like that. There's nothing wrong with the people, but it's the world, you know. You had to stay at different hotels, and where you stop at a truck stop, they were deep. They had to go in on the back and with us to eat in front, which we only get a cup of coffee and sandwich to go. We never stayed at the truck stop more than about 30 minutes. We had to get to the next city. We can't, you know, drag around because most of the town we go to, we leave out to the game and we'll get to the next city at about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of rough. I was in a rough league. Not biting wide, but it's when you leave after a game, you sleep on the bus, and it's hard to sleep, you know, on a bad bus. And then it's most 8 hours by the time you stop. It's about a 9-hour trip when you get it. When you leave about midnight and get to the next town about 9 o'clock, 9:30, and you know, trying to get at least about 4 or 5 hours sleep before you go to the ballpark.
Sure. Yeah,
and we didn't have that big restaurants. Well, we have McDonald's and Burger King and, you know, stuff like that. We don't have like they have now.
All that healthy food.
What we would like to have now, we can't eat. They make us eat healthy food. Like in the old days, what you get is what you get.
Yeah. What else? What do you think was one of the most exciting or funny things that happened to you down in the minors?
Yeah, on my lifetime, really, like I said before, and it was funny, is this second baseman we had, Ron Theobald, we got him from the Milwaukee organization back, I guess, around 74, 75, somewhere south of Charlotte. And we had to play Indianapolis. And we had a 2-1 game in ninth, and it was funny, but it wasn't funny the way the game was just. They had a airplane show that night, you know, before we played the night before, but everything wasn't really good yet. We had man on first and they had man on first and second. They hit in the bottom of the ninth. 2 outs, we're winning by 1 run. Now, first and second, 2 outs, and they hit this regular pop-up. And they both took about 2 steps in after we gave the game over. He dropped the ball. He fell over some horse elbow stuff and fell head first in his back. Both runners scored because there's 2 outs. And then when he got up, he ran towards the fence and had poison ivy. He didn't know. We didn't even know it was just a bad. He starts climbing it. He didn't realize it until the next day, but when he fell down, he went in, everybody, we got beat. He goes in the shower, goes back to the hotel, and we're supposed to catch a plane about 7 o'clock in, at 7 o'clock the next morning. He wakes up, he pulls the blinds up, and the sun was out. He says, birds are singing, And it turns out he knew he missed the plane. And that's probably the most funniest thing I've ever seen happen in all my 50 years in baseball, with the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the funniest. Other than me getting thrown out of the ballgame, I was in Lynchbury 1 year, and Harry Warner was our manager. He's arguing with the umpire, and I always get into a discussion with the umpire myself. I'm one of them guys. Yeah. He gets thrown out. He turns around and looks at me and says, "What are you doing here?" And the umpire said, "You're out of the game too, Wayne." So he threw me out of the game. It was funny, but that's other than the time I got thrown out with the Twins, I was in Seattle, and the third baseman, he gets thrown out of the plate, and I argue with the umpire in the dugout, steps on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was straightening up my shirt, and Joe West, the umpire, threw me out of the game. And before that, a goalie got thrown out the first inning, and I'm not supposed to be thrown out. They threw me out of the game, and the commissioner called Terry Ryan and said, "Who is that Hathaway?" And then, boy, he got me on the phone, and boy, he said, "You're not supposed to be thrown. You're supposed to be seen and not heard." And I just got too excited about not being thrown out of the game, but we're supposed to win. All the umpire do is stay safe, and we win, but we got beat.
Yeah, you've had some interesting experiences, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I've had lots of experience. I mean, I've been thrown out from rookie ball to AAA to the big league. I made the rounds.
You're for the cycle on getting thrown out, huh?
Yeah, and now I'm gradually ending. I'm 78 years old. I keep thinking I'm 68, but I'm 78. And I think it's time for me to say not goodbye, but I'm going to get back to Minnesota. I might go out to see Joe Mauer, because
yeah.
I retired. I might go up there for a week whenever it is, still in June. But in that, the game changed so much that I love the game, but when it's changed like it is, I don't know where they're coming from. I mean, I don't know if you're going to win or lose, or these people tell you how to hit. And it don't work out, when you say you hit this ball, you hit that ball, they still strike out. Pitch this way, pitch that way. I tell the catchers, don't block the plate. Let me tell you got my score if you don't block the plate. I said, well, that's the rules of this. Now you can't block the plate. There's a certain way you got to, I don't know how you got to maybe fly up in the air like you ball players from Mars. Just let them show you how to fly over there like a bird and just hit the home plate with your toes, and the catcher still be in front of the plate.
Yeah, who knows? Could be.
Well, I've been through a lot of managers. Like I say, all our managers is pretty good guys. I mean, with the Twins, up to this year, I don't know how they're going to do this year, but we always played good. We only made 40 errors in 180 games. That ain't bad for a team. But now it's starting to get, not play the Twins way. And nothing against this guy, but we always been known as the Twins show y'all how to play the real game. And the way it's changed, it's hard to figure this out when you got five infielders and five infields on the right and nobody on the left-hand side, then the other team might hit them on the shortstop and you got all the infields on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
You got four outfielders. You can't catch it if it goes over the fence.
Fair enough.
And then when the pitchers, it's always when they try to throw the ball, you don't want to throw it down the middle, but when you throw it on the outside corner, you don't know if it's going to be a ball or a strike. And, one of these days, they might change the rules and say they're going to have a video where they, instead of having on project, these machines going to show you if it's a ball or a strike.
Yeah.